So here we are, the housework's completed, everyone has been fed three solid meals, the fire is stoked up and the lamp is lit. It didn't matter then what the weather threw down, as everyone was happily ensconded in his or her warm bubble. Being the big snow, not too many people would have ventured out, but in normal times, the Killiers would have been gone to arrive, to be greeted with a hearty welcome. There was good talk, good songs and stories, and maybe even a dance over the tongs or broom.
And then, of course, like a cross barman, just before bedtime, the woman of the house would reach for the rosary beads, thus starting a attempt by most men to make themselves scarce, but to no avail, the woman regarding herself as the saviour of the heathen men's souls.
The rosary itself passed over quickly enough, in spite of the attempts of some blackguard trying to make everyone laugh to set the woman in the warpath. It was only after the stated number of prayers were said that the trouble would sometimes erupt. That the stated number of prayers, that would have been the five dickets and the Hail Holy Queen and the litany and that. And this was when the woman of the house then would start to say what was called the trimmings. That would have been three Our Fathers and three Hail Marys for Uncle John in America or Aunt Jane in Luton. And followed by more calls of the same for the weather, the cattle, and that the cow would calf safe, for the neighbours, and the relief for Russia, for the poor black heathens, and the priests and nuns, and the foreign missions, and any other cause that the woman could think of. But there's always maybe an Our Father and five Hail Marys then said for a special intention. That special intention was usually for the sickly young fellow of the family, that he would go on to be a priest or something. And it was some time then that the man of the house would get fed up and rise from his knees and disappear up to the bedroom, muttering some very irreligious words under his breath. The trimmings themselves were longer, a hell of a sight longer than ever the rosary was.
I think that's what put everybody off the rosary.
I would say that.
Because you'd done your best, you see, to get away before somebody would start it. And it was even worse if you happened to be courting a woman. You didn't know what time of the house to arrive at to avoid the rosary, because you had to appear to be a nice good Catholic boy to sit there.
To have any airing about the house.
To have any airing about the house, but sure, in the name of God Almighty then, you could land in and sure, maybe you put notions into the girl's head altogether that you may as well go home.
I thought maybe you'd be a priest or a holy father or something like that. I was just thinking back to the time that you're talking about the red flannel, talking about going courting at that time. God, he says you would have met the red flannel at the knees, you know. Never had a clue what he was chatting about.
Well, now you do, you get on the word. God for. So there you have it. Well, today, and a half inch of snow leaves us totally stranded. Back in 1947, it could have survived for a year without aid. So what price progress?